Hello, and welcome to He Hears Even the Cricket in the Corner. I'm Cricket Douglas, along here with Samuel Emmanuel. Sam, thank you for coming today, and it's just a pleasure to be here with you. What you got for us?
Well, I'm very happy to be here. And what I have for us today, we had a discussion around this topic about authenticity. And so it's been on my mind a lot lately. And when I thought of what we should speak about today, the author of authenticity is what came to mind for me. Shared it with you, and I think you agreed that it was a good idea to go with. So that's what we're going to be exploring today.
Good topic, Sam. As you know, I'm a word girl, and I looked at the word in the title, The Author of Authenticity, and I see that the four first letters, A-U-T-H, is in author and authenticity. Now, I looked up that word, auth, and what it means is the process or action of verifying the identity or a user or process of authentication. And in Hebrews 12:2, it says that he is the author and finisher of our faith. And I thought about that. I thought about a book. And I thought about the cover and the back of the book. And I thought about the spine. And that spine is so crucial in our lives. And it says that the spine of the book is the back edge, and it bonds the pages together. So I thought about Jesus being the center of our life and being the author and finisher of our faith. And what that looks like to me is he's the beginning and the end. And we're that middle part. And each time, there's a journey that we go through, but just knowing that he's there to identify those things that's going to occur in our lives. And because we're in him, he can identify through our characteristics as the characters are in a book. Who's going to be the bad guy today? Who's going to be, as the story of the woman at the well, the Good Samaritan. And I think he identifies us through birth because he is our creator. I always said that some of us was born with characteristics. And as life goes on, some of us inherit those characteristics that we find out through taking that walk. Taking that walk in that word, in that book. And it's vital to us to know who is that author, who created us, who named you Sam, who named me Estelle. And when you know that, not to play that part, but to live that part in an authentic way.
That's awesome. That's a beautiful analogy and way to look at it, especially it being an author that we're talking about and that being a book to represent him and us as well. And when I was thinking about this title, I was thinking about the authenticity because in my mind, there isn't nothing more authentic than God himself because he's the source of truth and identity and purpose. And for us as believers to live authentically, we must align ourselves with his design rather than the world's expectations. And so I wanted to look to some scripture to talk about God being the source of our truth and identity. In John 14:6, it says, Jesus answered, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. And in Psalms 139:13-14, it says, for you created my innermost being, and you knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful, and I know that full well. And I think about what you were just talking about, Ms. Cricket, with him creating us. And it speaks about that there in Psalms. So because God is the author of authenticity and we're his creations, that authenticity that we strive for in that perfectness that we long for as fallen people, we look to him to regain that. We look to him to fulfill that in us. And that's really when we're feeling empty and seeking or longing for something, what we're feeling there is just the void of God's presence.
I like that you said, you mentioned the word align. And the spine in the body, its crucial function is acting as a central support structure, protecting the spinal cord. And we have to be in alignment because it's like we break that cord, we break that bond from him. And I think sometimes when we find being or trying to be someone that we're not, the ties sever because we're not going in a direction that he wants us to do. And you know, when a cord is twined together, you can see a pattern in that cord. And then sometimes when the cord gets frayed and raveled, it becomes in a different shape and a form. And I think that's what happens to us. We conform into something that we're not supposed to be, someone that we're not supposed to be, who we weren't created to be. And thinking about a book, each book holds a chapter, as does our lives. Each chapter ends and another one begins. And it's so important when that chapter in our lives end, not to go back, because we can't rewrite what God has already orchestrated in our lives. And I think that's how we get caught up. Wanting to change that person that he has put in that chapter in our life at that time. We want to change them, but we can't because they're strategically put there to bring out the best in us. But God said he put that there for his grace to be sufficient for us. And the sufficiency of us walking in that word and living in that word, God is so gracious to give us grace to handle it, just as he walked the earth. When his father instructed him in his book, which we read every day, to go left, he did. He didn't say, oh, no, I think I'm going to take a detour. And that reminded me a couple of weeks ago. I was reading this story about the Good Samaritan, the woman at the well. And Jesus took several stops. He made several stops before he got to the well. And each stop was significant in her getting her healing towards wholeness. And because he made those stops and did not take a detour, she has a story in that book now that we read. Had he not been there on time and she not showed up, we couldn't identify with her. And it's characters. I don't want to say characters. They are vital souls in that book that we identify with. Because it's a soul connection that we identify with. And you and I being here, it's something in you, which was God that drew me to you, that I can see, okay, now 10, 15 years from now, we have a chapter together in our lives. You know, absolutely. I can go back in 2023, you came here. That started a new chapter in your life. Now God has placed people in your life and we're souls in your book now. And I thank God for it, Sam, because the authenticity of my life is truly being truthful. You know, we got fiction books and the biographies, but there's no story like the story of God.
That's right.
And if you think about the word history, H-I-S-T-O-R-Y, the first word, the first three letters to that word is his. So we carry a history in life. Yeah. You know, 30, 40 years from now, I don't know where I'll be at, but I pray that I'll be with God. And I know that our minds won't be as they are now. And a lot of people, they tell me I'm wrong for saying this, but I'm going to be authentic. Since we're talking about authenticity, about knowing who's in heaven and who's not, and identifying with it, you know, I pray my mom is there, but when I get there, I won't see her as my mom. Because I think about this, having a child, and she birthed 8. If she see all of them but 7, she won't have any peace. She'd be wandering all day, all night. You seen Blanche? You seen Lynn? You seen Michael? You know what I'm saying? Because there's a connection. We played a big part in her life because she was our mom. And someone once told me, that's not true. I said, well, then God would allow us to take our pain and our sorrows up to some place that he says that there won't be anymore. So I thank him for choosing my mom, because she instilled so much in me. And when her book, when the book of her life closed, wow, even now, it's a story worth telling anyone, you know. And we all have stories, and I see that living authentically in Christ, you have the scripture, Galatians 2:20. I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave me himself for me. And I love that to be crucified with him. And believe it or not, it does happen in our daily walk. When you, sometime I cry. I told you this. Sometime I just cry. Because that's the Holy Spirit grieving within me. And the passion that you have for people, that's Christ in us. Because some people, they don't have that characteristic of being, having compassion and being empathetic. But sometimes it doesn't feel good. It's a characteristic sometimes.
And you saying that about sometimes it not feeling good. Well, we can look at, and you're speaking of stories too and books that we look to. So a life of Christ, and he had to go through a lot along his journey to fulfill what God intended for him. There was a lot of discomfort and pain and hurt he had along the way. And as you said, we feel some of that too. It's not easy. And he didn't say it was going to be easy. He said he'd be there for us.
He'd be there right with us.
And so that just gives us, and how you were talking about earlier, where you can look to the Bible and read of something that you can relate to. You can relate to his. There was intention there when God made him 100% man, 100% God. Because he knew us as humans needed to relate to that, to inspire us, to encourage us to move through the pain and everything that goes on in this life. And so that's why he's the greatest example of him. That's why we say that we strive to be like him. Because he felt all that we're feeling and more.
And way more. Way more. His grace just helps us get through I think of the word impact, not getting what we should have gotten because he's so merciful and gracious to us daily. And so, Sam, what are some of the practical steps to live an authentically life in Christ?
Well, I feel like just about every time we come to this part of our episodes, it's consistent that we read the word. But why is it that we read it? Well, in Psalms 119, 105, it says, "Your word is a lamp for my feet and a light on my path." Like you said, our lives are just, they're little books. They're journeys that you go through. They tell a story. And we live in a very, very dark world. And so we need him to illuminate that way for us to find the way back to him as he intended initially. And even having the wisdom to do that. In James 1:5, it says, "If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you." We can also ask him through prayer and through his word. We seek to hear him out. We seek to get directions for how we need to live authentically, how we need to live like him and navigate this life.
And, you know, I think about God, he just sees us no matter what. Even when we close the book, sometimes because of things that occur in our lives, you know, being shamed, you know, you feel like you want to hide, but he knew that was going to happen. So why not go to him and talk to him about it? Because sometimes talking to a person about something, you never know. They may have gone through the same thing. And it's bad when you feel shame because you feel isolated. And you do sometimes. You want to hide. But you might want to close the book on that chapter of your life. But that very thing that brought you pain will take you to the process of your purpose of why you're here.
Yes. And you only achieve that through being authentic. And bringing it to life. That's part of that transformation we were talking about in the last episode. That's part of it. You have to take the step of being authentic, surrendering it, and just being like, this is what it is. I'm going to strive and look for direction. And God's going to take me through the process.
And I think about when I said the scripture earlier, he is our author and finisher of our faith. And that reminded me, too, when I told you, when we spoke earlier a couple of episodes ago, how will I truly know that Jesus can heal my body if I never get sick? And he is the author and creator and finisher of my faith. So when I was sick, it was my faith. I didn't see it. I couldn't. At the time, I was so sick, but I remember the word. And the word got me through. You know, you just said the word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. That lamp guided me through that darkness of that sickness. And I began to see the light. I truly did. And I was well. I felt well. And each time I would have a little setback, it's so remarkable how God would like put me to sleep, Sam. And when I woke up, it would be morning. And I knew right then I had made it to another day. And, you know, when you, my mom always used to say, put a dot behind it. That was her way of saying, put a period on it.
I like that.
And that means, like that. Stop. It ain't going to go no further. That's it. That's it. And that three-strand cord, I think about that being alignment, drawing us to stand tall and stand strong and not to waver and buckle in our faith, because there's no movement. You gotta stand strong and tall in order to move, because your gait has to be in balance. When you're off balance, falling comes, you know. So I want to be in a book of life.
And when you're talking about that, it makes me ask the question, how is it, and even thinking about the word faith, how is it that we know we can trust and have faith to get through all that and that He is the answer? Why is that? Well, it's because we know that it's truth.
Mm-hmm.
We know that it is authentic. It's solid. And that's why in the midst of all that, it's not just another thing we need to worry of. Oh, well, is He going to be there for me today or not? Because
mm-hmm.
we know He's true.
That's
we know
right.
that He's authentically, He has said that He'd be there for us, and there's no questioning
and
that.
If He said it, it is so.
That's right.
Like my mom said, if He said it, put it out behind.
That's
it's
right.
It's so.
Yeah. And then in addition to, of course, reading the Word and praying and discussing these things with Him, because He is the authentic leader, we also have each other, and we've spoken about this before. In Proverbs 27:17, as iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. And so you can have conversations with other believers like we do, and it just gives you renewed strength and perseverance, because we know it's like He independently within us is giving us that power and push to keep on going and giving us the strength. And when we come together, it's just like it doubles, it grows, and we push each other on and encourage each other, because we know that it's not only just us and Him, although that is sufficient in itself, but He has been gracious enough to give us one another to keep on going.
And Sam, I just want to say this title, the author of authenticity.
Mm-hmm.
This has been such a hard word to pronounce.
Yes.
But you know what I thought about?
What's that?
Because we're not perfect.
Mm.
But we're
wow.
authentic.
Wow. Yeah.
We're not perfect, but we're authentic.
Yeah.
And because you and I have been just blundering that yeah. word, you know. But
y'all don't even know how much
I know, but I thought about that, because we're not perfect. We're authentic.
Mm-hmm.
And no matter what, how it's pronounced, He knows our heart.
Yeah.
And that's where the authenticity
mm-hmm.
lies, within our heart.
Mm-hmm.
And as again, I'm just so grateful to be here in the presence of an authentic believer.
Yes.
See, I took my time.
Yes.
I pressed in and I said, authentic believer. And it's just been a good 4 weeks for me.
Mm. Me
being
too.
Here.
It's been great.
I've grown a lot.
Mm.
My faith has been stretched and tested, but in these 4 weeks, and I know why.
Mm.
And for anybody listening, you're going to go through those trials and tribulations, and
mm-hmm.
that's to keep you authentic. You
that's
know,
right.
I'd rather to burn now.
Mm.
And when I say burn now, to get some of the debris off of me that I don't need.
Mm.
It's like cauterization
mm.
to make me better.
Yeah.
To get the old deadness off of me.
Mm.
While I have time to see the results of the burning.
Mm.
It's healing. Healing takes place when you get cauterized.
Mm.
It's to make it better.
Mm-hmm.
To make new flesh.
Mm.
Because the old man has to die.
Yes.
For the new man to come forward.
Yeah, that reminds me of Ephesians 4:22-24. You were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupt by its deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitude of your minds, and to put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. Authenticity isn't about creating our own identity. It's about embracing the one God has already given us. When we live according to His truth, we walk in freedom, purpose, and confidence, knowing we are fully known and fully loved by the author of authenticity.
That's wonderful, Sam. That's absolutely wonderful.
Well, thank you again, everyone who's listening, and know that here when we speak about having each other and getting to benefit from that, that I'd like to say we both welcome y'all to come to us and speak to us as well, because we want to encourage beyond just our time here and encourage ourselves, but encourage y'all as well. So I pray that this is an encouragement for y'all, and I pray that you feel welcome to come speak to us. And speaking of praying, let me go ahead and end us off with a prayer.
Okay.
Lord, thank you for today. Thank you for allowing us to have our time once again to sit here and have this conversation and read your word, Lord, and just reflect on some things and learn some things and share it with our friends who are listening. Thank you for the experiences in our lives and our books that you've given both Miss Cricket and I independently and individually, and now you have a chapter where you have us together, Lord, and I thank you for allowing us to be our authentic self, striving for your authenticity, which is perfection, Lord. And I thank you for us being able to sit here and just kind of look at that and reflect on that, Lord. And I pray that those who are listening get to do that as well. I pray that our time together has glorified you, and I pray that we continuously strive to be more like you day in and day out. In your name I pray. Amen.
Amen. And we're going to put a dot behind it.
There we go. Thank you, Miss Cricket.
Thank you, Sam.